Hey everyone, you are listening to Siddharth Shah. On this podcast, I talk to you about success, mind power, personal and professional development and growth, and a lot more things to help you tap your infinite potential. The episode begins. This is the summary of the first chapter of the classic Think and Grow Rich, which is also called as the introduction chapter or also called as the mind power. Let's begin. In the opening chapter of Napoleon Hill's masterpiece, Think and Grow Rich, we embark on a journey that explores the profound impact of your thoughts on our lives. Hill firmly believed that our thoughts are the starting point of all our achievements, and this chapter sets the stage for the transformative concepts that follow. The blueprint of success. Imagine your mind as a fertile field waiting to be cultivated. Every thought you plant in this field is like a seed, and these thoughts will ultimately determine the quality of the harvest you reap. Hill reveals that the thoughts we hold in our minds become the blueprint for our reality. Consider this. If you constantly think about success, abundance, and achievement, your actions will align with these thoughts. On the other hand, if you dwell on fear, doubt, and failure, your actions will reflect these negative beliefs. Thus, your thoughts become things. The clarity of definite purpose. One of the core principles introduced in this chapter is the idea of having a clear, definite purpose. It's not enough to have vague desires or wishes. You must define exactly what you want to achieve. Hill emphasizes that the mere act of setting a definite purpose has the power to focus your thoughts and energies in a way that can lead to its attainment. When you have a clear and compelling goal, your thoughts naturally gravitate toward it. Your mind becomes attuned to opportunities and possibilities related to your purpose, which might otherwise go unnoticed. Your thoughts are like a laser beam, cutting through distractions and guiding you toward your chosen destination. Powerful quotes of this chapter. When riches begin to come, they come so quickly in such great abundance that one wonders where they have been hiding during all those lean years. 2. You are the master of your fate, the captain of your soul. Action steps for this chapter. Define your definite purpose, goal, make it specific, measurable, and time-bound. 2. Act as if your goal is already achieved. Personal application of this chapter. When I went to Virginia, USA to study the principles at the Napoleon Hill Foundation, I thought that one day I would become the sole licensee of India. And now that thought has manifested into reality. You can refer to the link www.naphill.org/licensees/India. Affirmation for this chapter. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Case studies from Think and Grow Rich community members. Check out how Agastya Shah, a 19-year-old, cracked the secret to Think and Grow Rich. He's a growing internet personality on various social media platforms such as Instagram and YouTube. Further reading of this chapter? Read the four stories outlined in this chapter of the book. 1. Story of Edison and Edwin C. Barnes. 2. Story of R.U. Darby, 3 feet from gold. 3. A 50-cent lesson in persistence. 4. Henry Ford and the Ford V8 motor. To convert your thoughts into things, you require read the next one, which is the second lesson of this particular chapter. Thank you so much for listening to this summary of this beautiful chapter, introduction chapter, mind power chapter of Think and Grow Rich. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to this episode. To be notified of upcoming episodes, be sure to subscribe and follow this podcast on this app right now. Also, don't forget to rate and review. Thank you.